Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Jan.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday the 18th of November.
That it is.
So the reason Tyler's laughing is because I just kind of nuked into this whole
podcast. You're like, you ready? Yeah. All right. So welcome to the True Fitness. Oh, okay. Wow. We're really starting this sucker off. Okay.
Usually I give us a countdown, but not today.
No. Went straight to it.
No. So that's exciting. Another exciting thing about today. UFC video game just arrived at our house.
Yes, it did.
So, piggybacking off yesterday's 15-minute
conversation about UFC.
I created my own character. He's Keon, the headhunter, Amelie, 6'6", 185 pounds.
Which I'm pretty sure is physically impossible.
No, it's not physically impossible, but for a fighter, it's highly unlikely.
And to the muscle max extreme that visually he is, it is quite intense.
I like made this guy, because you can customize your own character, how he looks and all that, and he is just massive.
He's quite large.
He also has a fantastic mustache.
Think 70s porn star.
Mm-hmm. Right about that. And then I got two flags on my body, an American flag and a Japanese flag, because the guy trains in Japan.
It's
why wouldn't he?
Quite intense.
So that was a little bit of an entertainment for the last hour or so. But it is a complicated game. I'm surprised at the complexity.
It is. You must, at any given time, it feels like you're pressing 3 to 4 buttons.
Yeah, you have to hold down this one while you move this stick. And then after you do that, you have to immediately switch this stick around and then hit A and B. And then turn the controller over and shake it a little bit. And then burp it.
Then the thing that's entertaining is also, it all changes if you're within a foot of the guy.
Right.
If you're within a split second, all the controls can change. So you're thinking you're doing this, but really you're doing that. And
right. It's just
no confusing. Good comes from it, but it's a fun game. I had fun.
Yeah, very enjoyable. It's just, I don't know, entertaining. Because Tyler and I so rarely play video games, it's kind of entertaining to get those going on. So, as a reminder, a week from Friday. You know what's going on, Tyler? You should.
Oh, our boot camp.
Boot camp out in Walnut Creek, or out in Concord. Technically Concord, barely Concord. Right at Highlands Elementary School. We'll be there rain or shine. If it's raining, we'll probably be in the parking lot. If it's not, we'll probably be out on the grass. Should be a good time. It'll be a lot of fun. Everyone is welcome. Totally free and totally awesome.
That it is.
Yep. You have to spit, Tyler.
Yeah, I do.
Do you want me to pause?
No.
You sure? Because that's going to sound really gross. That was not as bad as I thought.
Okay, continue.
So, that'll be fun. Also, if you guys are in the area, there's a Turkey Trot 5K and 10K Thanksgiving morning. I believe it starts around 6 a.m. You can register online. I'm going to be working it, not running it, because some people asked me to. So it should be fun. I'll be passing out water and refreshments and all that stuff. So you can see me there. Tyler probably won't be there.
Let's be honest. No, I probably won't be there. Yeah. I often don't volunteer.
Because here's the thing. I was like, Tyler, you should come because then you can avoid family obligations until at least 11.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what my plans are for Thanksgiving.
I
feel like I'll be running around that day.
I feel like you'll be start the day off at D's, and then go to your mom's house, and then end up at my house. Yeah,
like I have about 3 places I need to be at within one day, and luckily 2 of them are close to each other.
Right.
The one is not close, really. My parents aren't close.
Oh, I was thinking because
the girlfriend and yours are roughly close.
Yes. Unfortunately, your mom lives out in ass nowhere. Yeah, well, actually, it's actually probably closer to somewhere, but
It's
no,
nice.
No, actually, I think we're close. We're closer to things than their house because we're closer to Oakland and San Francisco and Berkeley.
Yeah,
and
but
all that.
They're closer than your house to things.
Yes, very true. But yeah, that's enough of that.
That's a bunch of things in that and non-saying of words that
what?
I don't know. It's weird.
So today we are talking about just general fat loss. Like, if you are going to start a fat loss program, where do you start?
And this was started by a woman. I want to say her name is VD. It's V-E-E-D-E-E,
uh-huh.
Which would be VD, right?
I can't assume
read.
So.
I can't read.
Yeah,
so,
VD.
Yeah. She's in El Salvador. She's a friend of my sister and was like, hey, I love this podcast of yours, but she had a hard time downloading it because of certain issues with, I figured, it being a different country was more of the issue.
Yeah, we're probably censored in a lot of places because we talk about politics and the bringing down of China's government. So,
oh, yes.
Obviously, we're going to be censored.
Yes, but she reads a lot of our blog posts.
Okay.
So, figured we'll do the blog and we'll just make a good blog post as well.
Absolutely.
So that she'll have something to read.
Yes.
But yeah, so fat loss often... I mean, just to start off the bat, I feel that often people just want to lose the fat and don't realize that if you lose all the fat on your body, you then probably won't visually have the body you want.
Right. You'll be what we call a skinny fat person, pretty much.
Yeah, it's really weird and not weird. Like, it's
your body won't, because your muscles are going to be atrophied and it's just you're going to look really...
It
kinda
looks
weird.
Sunken in.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Like if you could visually think of your whole body in a sunken in state is kind of what it looks like.
A lot of, I don't know, a lot of people who just do spinning or just run, they have that look where they just lost a lot of weight or a lot of fat and they're still kind of mushy.
Yeah.
Because your body, it doesn't build up muscle for just running and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, it's a weird... Mushy.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
Yeah, just kind of...
Good visual.
Yeah. So, there's a triangle that I like to draw, which I'm going to draw for Tyler. And
draw
I'll put
for
a, we'll put up on the website. But there's a triangle. And out of the triangle, this is kind of like total fat loss. If you put fat loss in the center of a triangle, this is what it would look like. You'd have nutrition at
at
one corner. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Visually, it's at the top for you that are listening.
And then one corner, you're going to have cardio.
Cardio!
And the other corner, you're going to have weight training. You can put resistance training here, too.
Something other than cardio.
Right. And so, if you were to cut off any of those points, you're going to not get correct fat loss. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's kind of a cool little idea. It's like, oh, you're going to lose a whole portion of fat loss.
Uh-huh.
So, you kind of need, I think, you have to take a holistic approach to fat loss. You have nutrition, which is what you eat, your cardio, which is your heart's conditioning, and your weights, which is your muscle conditioning.
Yeah.
So all three of those need to be taken into effect. Where would you start?
The first thing I would start is nutrition.
I agree.
Nutrition kind of is that thing that I feel if you work on your nutrition, you're going to see your best results the soonest. Like, you can see semi-results just by eating right.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just, like, if you just do either of them, all three of them, you're going to see results. But nutrition, I feel, you see the most extreme right off the bat.
And you see the most, it's also, you see the quickest results. You also see the most long-term results as long as you stick with it. Because if your food's good, and say you go on vacation and you keep your food good, your cardio and your weights can kind of fall to the wayside a little bit, but you know, maintained with your food.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's real, like, just without getting into any details yet, that's probably a good place to start.
Then with the details, this known fact of as long as you put in more than you're putting out, you're going to get fat. So if you...
Way to get saved that, by the way.
I knew where I was going, but I wasn't sure how I wanted to word it.
Okay.
But yeah. So, basically, you need to input into your body less than what you are exuding. so that you lose weight.
Exactly. So yeah, on the basic, you got it right.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I think I said it the most wordy, not
Tyler-esque way.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. So the more output you have, the greater your phallus is going to be. Up to a certain point.
Yes.
I've had clients coming in at like 4 in the afternoon. How many calories, how much, what have you eaten today? Apple and some peanut butter and some crackers. You can go home now. Like, you can't work out if you're functioning on that. Because you have what is called your basal metabolic rate, which is what your body just requires to survive. So you want to be slightly below that, usually 1 to 200 calories below that. And that's a good place to start. What's next?
Nutrition-wise, I would also, don't be afraid of carbs. Don't be afraid, period. I feel like everybody, like, some people are afraid of protein, some people are afraid of fat, some people are afraid of carbs, and this, that, and the other thing. At the end of the day, I feel like this should be our slogan. You know it's good to eat.
Right. Exactly. You are a nutritionist. You know exactly what needs to go into your body. If you have an issue, then you can talk to a dietitian.
Or when in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah. You know you don't need 8 gallons of ranch. Tyler has scaled back his ranch to 1.5 gallons a day, as opposed to 8.
And I can now see the six-pack forming.
Right. And that matters. It's like the classic example my buddy Jason always says, apple better than a french fry. Always. There is no exception to that rule.
It's really funny in the sense that this weekend,
unless you're allergic, like have an allergy that will kill you if you eat an apple.
This weekend I went out with a couple of friends to a museum in San Francisco, and on the way there everybody was hungry but me.
Uh-huh.
Because
protein checked it.
I pre-thought, hey, I'm going to be going driving. Oh, I'll eat before I leave.
Right.
So I eat. We then go to church. And then as we're leaving, we go to Wendy's. We stop by Wendy's. And I was like, sweet, I love Wendy's. I'll eat Wendy's. So I just get a
Junior
bacon cheeseburger. And
the only reason I know that is because that is Tyler's favorite.
Yeah, and then everybody else got like giant combo meals. By 2 o'clock, everybody else was like wanting to take a nap, and I was like, "Where are we going? What are we doing? Let's go! I'm so ready to go." It's like because I had good food in my system. I didn't destroy myself with Wendy's. Don't get me wrong, I love Wendy's.
Right, there are days when you need to destroy yourself with Wendy's.
Which I debated about today. Really? When you wanted to go out to dinner. I was like, that kind of sounds good.
But I wanted sushi today. I didn't feel it.
For the first time ever in my life, I really didn't feel like sushi today.
Huh. Interesting. It was weird. Oh, well.
I think it's because I had rice for lunch.
That could do it. Yeah. That'll kind of ruin you. So, going back to fat loss, kind of seems like we're all agreed that you start with nutrition, and you just kind of start with the basics. You don't need to make these leaps and bounds. Like we've always said, just start basic, start small, and change little things at first. Get rid of the fried things, eat a salad, you know, and slowly incorporate it and let your taste buds get used to things before you automatically just send them out of your diet. It usually takes, I mean, for children, up to 10 times of trying something before they know if they like it or not.
My favorite thing is kind of this logic of, let's say you're obese, and I like to put a T at the end of it just for fun.
So then afterwards you can gurgle like Chewbacca?
Yeah. So if you're obese, and let's say you're 500 pounds just for shock factor.
Right.
If you then go and you have a salad every meal and have olive oil and
vinegar,
have just chicken nuts and nuts, and you eat fruits, and that's it. The difference in weight loss between someone that does that and someone that eats just a scaled back, you're going to see roughly the same.
Yeah.
Because you're so intense, like, since you're so overweight, any change is going to drastically change you.
Right.
And then it's when you get to the last 10 pounds, that's when these drastic measures
right.
kick in, and then you
not
can,
even drastic, just fine tuning almost.
Yeah,
like the removal of the
fine tuning, and then even it's like once you hit that, you can then go back to having some of the other stuff.
Absolutely,
it's a. The body is one of those fun things where it's quite forgiving, and I feel like a lot of people have just destroyed it.
Absolutely, because, I mean, our bodies can take the beating that we're giving them right now. We can take 500, like 10 to 20 years of nasty food going into your body, and then it starts rebelling with diabetes, heart conditions, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I would agree with Tyler that start small, start with just some basic changes. Take out stuff you know is bad for you, and then slowly incorporate things that are good for you.
Like, the first thing that easily I feel like a lot of people get rid of, just as one quick, simple tip, is soda.
Mm-hmm.
If you get rid of soda, Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, Mountain Dew, you name it, if it is carbonated and comes out of a...
Two-liter bottle.
Two-liter bottle. If there's a two-liter form of it, you probably shouldn't drink it, and you will see...
Except for green tea sometimes. Sometimes I have
a 2-liter bottle.
You know what? I don't... Yeah, they do. I've actually seen it. It's a pure, like, Chinese green tea. They sell it at Whole Foods sometimes.
Okay.
But, yeah, on the whole... I mean, it goes back to this damn thing we're saying every time. You know what to eat. It's not that hard. I mean, yeah, we can give you meal plan after meal plan, but if you don't stick to it, then you're gonna not see any results.
So... That's the first thing with nutrition, is just knock out the things that you know, like without even having to do any kind of research, listen to us or anything, just the stuff that you generally know, hey, probably shouldn't do this.
Right. Like, I love Hostess cupcakes. I don't really love Hostess cupcakes, but if that's your thing, you know those things are not good for you.
Ours is cookie dough.
Yep. Tyler and I happen to have the exact same love.
And we just opt to not...
Purchase it. Right. And what we do, we buy the smallest one we can find, eat about half of it, and then put it in the trash outside our house.
And
in the
we
trash
have
chute.
Been known to throw paprika on it.
Yeah.
Just for the...
Because we know that sometimes, like, so there will come that craving where you just want it so bad, but you know you shouldn't have it, that you just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. It's not... I mean, it's hard, but if it's not there, you won't eat it. I guarantee.
7-Eleven today?
No, they don't sell cookie dough.
They don't?
No, they sell your cookie dough ice cream, or they sell your fish food.
Oh.
They don't sell cookie dough, though.
They don't sell cookie dough.
Chevron, though, might.
But isn't that established that other...
We'll take a
walk.
Let's
go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we'll take a walk. Tomorrow I'll let you know if there's cookie dough there.
Yes.
Part two of our fat loss triangle is weights.
Weights!
Because we've probably done this before, but if you take magically, boom, 10 pounds of muscle. And I just put it on Tyler right now. Tyler would burn an extra, because 1 pound of muscle burns 50 calories a day, right? So it's 10 pounds of muscle, that's 500 calories a day, right?
Yep.
Multiply that by 7, that equals 3,500 calories. Guess what? What does that equal?
A day.
1 pound of fat.
Wow.
So 3,500 calories, or 35, so 10 pounds of muscle will burn 3,500 calories, which equals 1 pound of fat every week that you don't have to work for. How great is that?
That's how it works.
So you need to do strength training. Simple. Like, it takes a while to add muscle to your body. It's not going to be magic, unfortunately. Our wands don't reach that far.
Mine does.
As soon as I said it, I was like,
you
were
waiting for it.
I was like...
you teed it up, and I was just going to hit that sucker down.
Yeah, you did. our magical wands.
Using my bat.
Right. Well, we're talking about wands, Tyler, so I feel like the penis reference has already been used, so unfortunately, the bat reference, not as good as it could be.
My bad,
unfortunately.
I went a little over the line.
No, it's just...
I killed the joke.
You know when you put something on the scale and it came down almost to the bottom, you added a few more grains of rice and it just bottomed out.
Yeah,
you bottomed it out.
Bottomed it out, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Weight training doesn't have to start off with anything really difficult. Even doing a simple circuit of the weight machines in your gym for the first week or two is not that bad.
I'm even going to one-up you. Screw the gym. Why don't you go on True Fitness Academy, our YouTube page, and watch our 15-minute body weight workout?
It's actually, if you do that 15-minute workout, you can even extend that workout and do it for half an hour.
Yeah, if you.
I wouldn't say doing it for a full hour.
No, I wouldn't do it for a full hour.
Full hour, you'd probably puke.
Bored too. On the On the video, it says to do the exercises 3 times through. If you did 6 times through, you'd be set. And the thing that's nice about that is that it will gain, it will do a lean muscle, which I feel a lot of people enjoy.
Right.
Because people, especially females, because they don't want to bulk up. But that will, if you do 6 rounds of that, you'll be sweating. And if you do it fast enough and get your heart rate going, it will lead into option 3.
Oh, cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we just kind of numbered these right off the bat, but equally remember this is important.
Oh, yeah. They're all three are the same.
Equally important, but nutrition probably the most important. Weight, then weights, then cardio. So
it's like people's voting rights. Yeah, white men got it first, but blacks and women were just as equal by the end of the day.
Yes. Moving on. Cardio. Tyler's a hidden racist, just so you know. Damn it, Tyler. I hate you.
You're the one that cusses.
Yeah, but I feel like my cussing is appropriate. Oh, man, that's just terrible.
Oh, so good. That was good visual, too.
It was, and it's true, but it's one of those things I'm like, Tyler, we didn't need to go there today. So, what you should do with, like Tyler was saying, with your weights, if you go fast with your weights, not moving the weight fast, but if you do back-to-back repetitions of things, so you go to a squat, then a push-up, then a pull-up, then a lunge, then a crunch, then a plank, and so on and so forth, back-to-back without any rest, you're going to get your cardio in too. Like we talked about the other day, with quote-unquote the death of cardio, cardio can be done with your weights, so that's important to realize that you can cram everything in and burn off all the sugar in the first half hour of your workout, and then you end off with some high-intensity interval training with your cardio, which we've talked about before. You do a minute of hard work and then a minute of rest, or 10 seconds of hard work and 30 seconds of rest, whatever it happens to be, and you'll... I hate you so much.
I got the giggles.
Tyler's a laugh factory over here. So,
I don't know why.
Because you make racist jokes and sexual innuendos and then sexual hand gestures. Tyler's over here, like, playing with his hands. Oh, dear.
Trying to distract you for some, you're just too good.
I know.
You're too good. It's so funny.
So let's go back to some basics with weights.
Sorry.
If you don't have access to a gym, absolutely you can get just as good results with body weight. The thing with weights is you can get more specific results, I think, right? Would you agree with that?
I believe so.
And then also you don't need to invest in a gym. You can get dumbbells. You can get etc. But I mean, you can do what's called hypertrophying the muscle much quicker with weight. So you can add that extra pound of muscle much quicker with a weighted squat than with a bodyweight squat.
Touche.
We did our episode of cardio way back in the day. You can go through the archives and search that at truefitnessacademy.com. But again, let's just do a quick recap. What's your favorite piece of cardio?
My favorite would be jump rope.
Jump rope. Which I did today. Good. My favorite, I think, would be the rowing machine or the treadmill. Oh, actually, no, sorry. I think I said the stair stepper at first, the massive one. But as
the
far
one with
as,
the rotating stairs, like yeah, it's actually rotating stairs.
The rotary stairs. But I'm coming to like the rowing machine because it's nice total body. But I'd rather just go and run. Like now, like I'm really enjoying it a lot.
A nice little jog.
Yeah.
Nice little jaunt.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to know about running, you can go to yesterday's podcast.
Yes, which kind of gives you a brief overview, like, I feel like we did it. I mean, we just didn't get deep into running form and all that. And I mean, there you can definitely start running with that. But if you have 50 pounds to lose or more, don't start with running, please, because your joints are not ready for it. If you haven't ran in a very long time, start with walking, then start with jogging, and then get to running.
Work your way up.
Weird.
Maybe even crawl.
Baby steps. Yep.
Crawl first.
Crawl first.
then stand up and walk,
yep.
then jog, and run!
Tyler.
That's me.
How long do you think this will... How long do you see this usually taking a client to go to incorporate nutrition into their, like, into their day-to-day, incorporate weights and cardio, and then start seeing results, and then finally achieve their goals, and then finally maintain their goals? How long do you think it usually takes, or do you see it taking with your clients?
Do you want my personal trainer answer, or do you want my Tyler answer?
Both.
Okay, my Tyler answer, being sarcastic, is to see all of it, it's roughly a day to see them actually change their nutrition and okay. their fit and all that stuff.
But I mean, like, actually, like...
But know. Actually, it's a lifetime.
Yeah. Very true.
I mean, it's...
Definitely a lifestyle.
It's a life change. Like, you have to do... You can do it for 3 months, and you'll see the results.
But you'll probably...
But the second you decide to not do it, not the second, but, like, let's say you stop doing it, and a month goes by, you'll notice that 5 pounds have come back.
Yeah. Or dropped off. Or yeah, exchanged.
Weird stuff happens.
Yeah. Usually, I tell people who want to work with me, it's going to take them 9 months to a year to actually incorporate this, and this is now their lifestyle. Because it's one of those things, like, I don't want to work with people forever. They don't need me forever.
No, they don't.
Like, they can latch on and feed me money all they want, and I can train them forever.
Which is fun.
Which is great. I mean, sure, I'll up my rates continuously until I hit that rate of, you know, attrition, but... That's not the point. The point is to get you to a place where you can maintain it yourself. Because, I mean, fitness is one of those things, like, everyone tries to make an analogy. It's like, oh, you go to your doctor's for a checkup, or, oh, you go to your mechanic for a tune-up, right? That's not the way your body works. Your body doesn't work on this, like, instant fix stuff. You don't run Norton antivirus on your body, and ta-da, you don't have any viruses, right?
Touché.
You actually have to, every day, run Norton antivirus for about an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actively and intensely. And then you have to do it the next day. And the next day.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
Yep.
And again.
And it is.
So fat loss is, it's a really complex topic because it takes a long time to do. So get out there. I'd say just start with your food. Go through your refrigerator and don't feel guilty about this. Don't give away the shitty food that you have. Sorry.
Oh gosh!
I know. I just realized, but don't give that food away because now you're just cursing someone else with bad food. Throw that crap away and never buy it again. Like, if you have 8 pounds of Hershey's chocolate, then maybe we can talk about giving that to some Boy Scouts so that they can go make flaming hot schmoes.
Tasty.
But if you have like a thing of cookie dough in your freezer, go. Pour some paprika and pepper on it, mix it up, and put it in the trash, your neighbor's trash. Or put it down the trash chute. Whatever, just get rid of it.
It's you have to take the extreme sometimes with them. I know it sounds odd, but we used to get the, what was it? It was a pound?
It was the tub.
The tub, the Costco tub of cookie dough.
Right.
And it would last us... How long?
Probably a weekend? No, I'd say 2 weeks.
A weekend on a good weekend.
Well, a weekend if we're sharing.
Yeah,
with other people.
If we were like, if we had a party, it would last us a weekend because the cookie would get in us Friday, and by Sunday we'd already have had like 3 batches.
Right. Well, the thing is, Tyler and I don't actually like cookies that
much.
No,
we just eat the cookie dough.
The dough is so much better. Except for, I've told you my fat kid surprise, right?
Yes.
A couple scoops of cookie dough in a bowl, microwave bowl. Put it in the microwave for like anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds, then a scoop of ice cream on top, and you've got fat kid heaven.
So that's pretty tasty. And then, but yeah, it would last us about a week to two.
Right. So, I mean, all the Halloween candy, we've talked about this. Get rid of it. Kit Kats don't taste that good. Like, really, seriously, throw that crap away. You're about to go into Thanksgiving. Start with a clean slate. Throw away the junk you don't want, or you're going to feed to your guests, and they don't want, actually. And... Yeah, I mean, it's mentally it's hard because our minds are conditioned to not want to get rid of food, especially with our, you know, society where it's like clean your plate, all that. But some food you need to get rid of. So I'd say start there, lift some weights, do that 15-minute workout, and do it 6 to 9 times through. Should take you anywhere from 15 minutes to half an hour, depending on how fast you do them, and you'll get your cardio in too. And that
it's a twofer.
It is. So I think that should wrap things up. Right, head to the 7-Eleven, open 7 days a week, 11 times 2 plus 2 hours a day.
That it is.
Yep. If you guys, I think that's about it. Just come to our boot camp if you're in the area. Otherwise, send us your emails, comments, questions.
At podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Yeah, if you guys are struggling with something, let us know, and we will address you without naming you. I mean, if you guys are, like, we always like getting names and locations, but if you're not comfortable, give us a fake name. Like, if I were going to write in, and I didn't want to give you a name, I put my name as Key.
Yeah. Oh, Key. And also...
Key from Key, Florida.
On the Ning website, I noticed a lot of people aren't putting up their pictures, which is fine.
I
just wanted to state that as it doesn't offend us or make us weird. Because I always, like, I've been on, like, those kind of sites before.
Uh-huh.
And it's always like, do I really need to put up a picture? Like, is that...
Yeah. We don't care that much.
We don't care. It's more of a way that you guys can get more private information to us.
And interact from with one another.
And interact and... stuff like that. So keep hanging out on the Ning website. There's going to be better stuff coming up.
Cool. Take us out, T.
I'm going to leave you with I Saw Santa Kissing Grandma. Or Ma? No, let's go with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I like that one better.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Yeah, I don't know. Bye. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his of girls. Oh, I'm a nash, one of grease in his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. No!